Al-Qaeda has emerged in Somalia. Religious rights issues may be addressed in Turkey, and Christians are being asked to pray for a ministry leader. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, an Islamic Courts militia leader with ties to terrorist group Al-Qaeda has emerged in Somalia. Sheikh Hassan Dar Always heads a new parliament. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada thinks a new regime bodes ill for believers already under fire in the hardline Muslim country.
The fact that they now have a leadership, a government, in what has been one of the most unruly countries for many years now, the fact that it is even more extreme, there needs to be concern about that, because that may even make things worse than it's already been. But it has not been easy for Christians in Somalia to do evangelism, to do discipleship, or even have any kind of freedom of religion.
Pegged at number 4 on the Open Doors World Watch list, Musselman urges action on behalf of the Somali church.
The number one thing that we can continue to do is to pray for the church in Somalia, that the Lord will raise them up and ways and give us creative ways to get materials and just to bring practical help, and mostly encouragement to let the Somali Christians know that they're not forgotten.
Next, with teams to the quarterfinals set in the World Cup, Christians are almost giddy about the chances they've had to share the gospel. Director of the Jesus Film Project Mission Trips, Vance Nordman, says their World Cup Jesus DVD is unique.
It has two films on it. It has a film called The Prize, which has footage of soccer players that are Christians, and some of their action footage, and then some of their testimony about their faith. And then it has a Jesus film on the same DVD. And then it has 24 languages on it. To my knowledge, I don't know if any DVD has ever been made anywhere by anybody with 24 languages.
Nordman says their goal was to expose people to the gospel in hard-to-reach areas.
We did distribution at the game from Saudi Arabia, Tunisia game, and at the Angola Iran game. Both of those would be closed countries that are very difficult to do anything inside the country. The Iranians, some of them actually came back and thanked us and told us we were doing a good job, or to get copies for their friends.
You're listening to Mission Network News. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says persecution isn't on the front burner anymore with Turkey's focus on entering the European Union. For that, they've had to correct their records on religious freedom and human rights abuses.
From the government perspective, there is much more acceptance of the indigenous church. What we find, however, is that often does not get translated into the neighborhoods and into local groups where you may find some more of the fanatical elements.
IN Network's goals for growth are ambitious yet gradual.
The staff in Turkey are able to develop relationships and begin the very slow relationship building that allows us at some point to share the gospel in a very natural and unoffensive fashion.
Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries is trying to change the deplorable conditions for the orphans in Kikwit, Democratic Republic of Congo. ECM says that they're looking for sponsors who can give $28 a month to provide both food and education to these kids. The program is in two needy sections of Kikwit and tied to local churches. The children are receiving spiritual training too. Many of the children have come to Christ, and some of them are now being prepared for baptism. And Christians around the world are being asked to pray for the vice president of Russian ministry, Sergei Rakhuba. On June 19th, Rakhuba suffered a serious back injury while trying to do some home maintenance. Rakhuba is still hospitalized in a Chicago area rehabilitation hospital, receiving therapy for his broken back. But he's up walking around and doing exercises. Prayer is needed for not only his physical healing, but that young Russian leaders will fill Rakhuba's void while he recovers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid's making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.